Hi there, this is Javed Abdullah and you're listening to the podcast Medical Miracles Season 2. I'm very happy to start the Season 2 episode number 1, and in this episode number 1, I'm gonna decode some myths. To be specific, I'm gonna decode some Indian myths, you know, Indian mom's myth. For example, people will be like, don't eat citrus fruits or like orange or lemon or something, your throat will get spoiled, blah blah blah. Don't see TV like sitting near to it, your eyes are gonna get spoiled. So something like that. So I'm gonna decode such stuffs and like I'm gonna help you to prove your mom that what they were believing was a lie. So yes, let's go into the topic. So the first myth we are going to solve is very interesting, and the boys listening, the young boys listening will be very happy to hear it, because this myth is getting circulated on the boys who are getting the puberty or they are in the early puberty stage. So the myth is, shaving hair causes it to grow back faster, darker, coarser or denser. So once again, there is no scientific evidence to support this. Shaving does not affect the hair follicle that rests in the deeper part of the skin. Some may be asking, then what makes it to grow darker or coarser or denser after we shave the hair? Yeah, it's simple. When you shave your hair, after shaving, the hair grows in that part, right? So when it's growing, the hair doesn't have a proper tip. Like it won't be blunt, it'll be sharp. So it's something like illusion. When you have a lot of sharp things and you see an angle, you'll be like, okay, fine, it looks thicker, it looks denser. So that's the reason it looks denser. That's the reason, it's sharp, simple. So that is a myth. So don't believe in that. So don't try shaving. The next myth which we are gonna decode is, going out in a cold weather with a wet hair will make you feel sick or become sick. It's a common myth or a common stuff which an Indian mom used to advise their sons or daughters, you know, like wash your hair properly and dry it before you go out, or else you'll get sick. It's not the case. Actually, when a person is getting sick, it's just because of the germs like bacteria and virus that makes people sick. The temperature change doesn't make people sick. Going out with a wet hair doesn't make you sick. So people hearing this must also note something, that the virus which causes common cold is called rhinovirus, and it is very vulnerable in a cold climate. It spreads through air. So when you're going out in a cold climate, cover your nose and all the air passages, you know, so you'll be safe. The third myth which you're gonna decode is, if you stop weight training, muscles turn into fat. That is, when you're going to the gym regularly and you're gonna stop it, you of course you will be having rumors around you, the myths that you're gonna get blown up, you're gonna get fat. Yes, it's common. So when you actually know any people who's still believing this myth, please ask them to hear this podcast, or you go and share this information to them. Actually, muscles and fat are two different type of tissues. They are totally different type of tissues. Yes. So what happens when people commonly want to exit a weight loss program, or they're gonna exit from a regular gym course, you know, they actually feel like they are blown up with fat. But actually what happens when you exit from such stuff, you actually make your muscles inactive. So you're gonna lose your muscles. When your muscles are inactive, they're gonna lose its capacity, and because of that, your fat level is gonna increase. That's a fat is gonna accumulate over your muscles. So there's one more thing in that. You actually have a very bad diet, you know. When you're in a weight loss program, you'll be having a very good diet schedule. When you exit from the weight loss program, you actually don't follow the good diet schedule. So the bad eating habit combined with the lower metabolism and the lower level of muscle mass gives the impression that the person's muscle is being turned into fat. While in reality, what is happening is that the muscle is being lost and the fat is being accumulated. And that's it for the podcast. I hope everyone enjoyed and benefited with the podcast of myth breaking, and I hope everyone will be waiting for the episode 2 and the further episodes so that you can get to know about different myths and random topics of our human body. And I hope everyone will share this podcast, this season, and they will support as you did for the season 1. And please listen to my podcast regularly as it is available in 8 different platforms. For details, contact me in my Instagram. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles.